Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your own business. Happy Monday, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 18th, 2012. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, all this month, we've been discussing the art of business networking. And, you know, this is a very important topic for the businesswoman who is seeking to become an expert at generating word-of-mouth business, which is so very, very important. You know, I think that networking overall is vital and essential and should be a part of your marketing strategy. And, you know, if you haven't already developed your networking system and what's included in that, then you definitely will not want to miss next week's show on June 25th because that is the last Monday that we'll be covering the topic on the show. And we are going to talk about developing your network system. So, again, you want to make sure that you mark your calendar for next Monday, June 25th at 12 noon Eastern Time. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to Pamela Adams, CEO and founder of the BizLinks Center in the Metro Atlanta area. Pamela shared how she uses business networking and gave us some very valuable tips on how to mingle during networking events as well. And so we're going to talk about that in a little bit, and I'll go over a couple of things that Pamela mentioned while she was on the show. And, of course, if you missed any of the shows so far this month, I would like to go back and get a recap of this year's broadcast. Make sure that you visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and then click on the menu link Show Archives, and from there you can listen to all of the shows for this year. But definitely make sure that you go back. If you want to play catch-up on this month, June, go back and listen to our June 4th topic, which was the art of business networking. And then again, June 11th, last Monday, was successful networking tips with Pamela Adams. And then today, we are going to be talking about choosing the right networking group for you because that seems to be a big challenge for a lot of businesswomen, not necessarily knowing about the different types of groups and that type of thing. So we're gonna dig down into that and talk about that in a little bit, okay? Amongst our lineup today, also, we are going to give you, the businesswoman, a chance to promote your business on Successful Woman Radio. And ladies, listen. I just want to say this. You should be prepared at all times to just jump right in and take advantage of opportunities to promote yourself. It doesn't matter if you have did it before on the show. The thing is that when you are given the opportunity to promote your business, you want to take it because you never know who is listening. And for all of you who are listening, here's how you can really connect with individuals that are sharing their information. First of all, you can take down their number that they're sharing with you or their fan page or their Facebook address or their website, and you can connect with them. Let them know, hey, I heard you on Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm just reaching out to you. Would love to schedule a 10-minute power talk so we can exchange business information and, you know, talk about how we might be able to help each other. Hey, that's what it is all about. So if you have a product or service to share, if you'd like to introduce yourself and your business, there's no better time than to do it on Successful Woman Radio. So we're going to give you a chance to jot down a few notes, and we're going to be offering that in just a little bit. In keeping with this month's theme, we're definitely going to go over another book excerpt from Jeffrey Gittimer's book, Little Black Book of Connections. I just love this little book. It's chock full of information. And, of course, it is on our book roundup on SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, and if you visit the website, you will see the book, and you can click on it and read an excerpt from it. We're going to tell you about happenings at Learning About Biz. We've got an exciting teleclass coming up this Wednesday. And, of course, again, our hot topic for today is how to choose a networking group that's right for you. So at this time, of course, you know we always ask you to bless us, if you can, by sharing the show with someone that you know. So if you're on your telephone or cell phone, we ask that you flash over and give at least one other woman a call and ask her to get on the show. The dial-in number here is, you ready? It's 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in number is 347-637-2589. And if you're listening to us online, well, please continue to go ahead and shout us out on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and your favorite social network. You can also have them to go directly to the website to listen, which is blogtalkradio.com/SuccessfulWomanRadio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/SuccessfulWomanRadio if you'd like to listen to it live from the desktop or your iPad. And again, individuals can dial in too. So let me just call out that dial-in number one more time, 347-637-2589. And I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for continuing to share Successful Woman Radio, because you know what? That is what it is all about. It is about us sharing and caring enough to let people know about resources and different things that can help us to grow, not only from a business perspective, but just from a life perspective. So that's absolutely wonderful. And, of course, you guys, hopefully you are jotting down a few things about your business, because coming up we're going to be allowing you to introduce yourself, your business, or if there's an event that you know about that us business women need to be going to and knowing about, we want you to let us know that too. In the meantime, I have a very important question for you. And those of you that have been listening to the show for a while now, you know what that question is, right? That's right. Did you get a chance to do some joy pampering this weekend and last week? Listen, joy pampering is very, very important. It's so important here at Successful Woman Radio that we're actually going to be blogging about it in the next couple of weeks. We're going to create a whole new section on the Successful Woman Radio show about joy pampering, because I believe that it has a lot to do with your business success. You know, it's our responsibility to receive and bring joy into our lives each and every day, and we can do that by taking 15 minutes of our day to do something that makes us smile, makes us appreciate life, and have that warm feeling of satisfaction. So a lot of people always say, Trina, what is joy pampering? Well, it's a term that I coined, and I define it as this. Joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. And so I think it's very, very important for you to find your own joy. Now, of course, you're going to get joy from your children, from your husband, from various experiences if you allow that to occur. But the type of joy I'm talking about here is also natural joy that you bring to yourself. It's so much going on in this world. Every day there are atrocities and different things happening, and it impacts us whether we like it or not. So what's important is that we really allow ourselves to have that moment of peace, that time of peace, where we can feel joy, where we can feel that warm feeling that we're seeking. And you know what? That helps us to have a better day. It helps us to be absolutely prepared, and I think that's very important when you are trying to be successful. And I'm not even going to say trying to be successful. When you're aiming for optimal success, it's so important to have that joy in your life, okay? So I want you guys to make a commitment to take the challenge of joy pampering each and every day. Following behind joy pampering, of course, we have the no excuses policy that we created here, and that is important as well. You know, I get from time to time women emailing me saying, you know, how important the no excuses rule has become for them. I think it's important because I don't think that we should put up from anyone negativity. I don't think we should put up from anyone telling us what we can't do or what's not possible, because we know that all things are possible, right? And so, therefore, we shouldn't be putting up with those that mindset from ourselves either. Let's face it, you know, we get down, we can start negative talking sometimes without even realizing it. We can procrastinate. And it's not always that mean to, but sometimes when you have habits that have been developed over the years, those habits will take over. And sometimes no matter what you want in life, those habits will wreak havoc and they'll take over and they'll basically say, no, you won't be able to do this because these habits have been built in you, and so we're going to work against whatever it is that you want to do. Well, the no excuses rule is literally all about pushing forward. You know, regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, and frustrations that might come your way, ladies, it means that you will commit to finding solutions to those things and move forward in your life and in your business. And I think that is just so very, very important for you to do that. Listen, nobody is going to give you success. Nobody is going to make it happen for you. You have to make it happen for yourself. Now, I know that sounds simple, and some of you may be saying, Trina, you know, okay, tell us something that we don't know. But listen, it is the simple things. It is the things that we do know that we do not do. Isn't that incredible? And so sometimes it helps to have reinforcement and to hear those things. So I want you to embrace adopting this rule for yourself and know that you can break any habit, but it first requires you to take action, okay? You can learn about joy pampering and the no excuses rule by going to successfulwomanradio.com and clicking on success blog in the top gray menu bar, and from there you will be able to see information on those two topics themselves. I practice no excuses. This past weekend, I was a little tired from yesterday. Did something special for my husband and my dad for Father's Day. And I mean, I was really, this morning I was very tired. But I pushed myself to get up and to do some things for the business that I know needed to happen. And so that is what I'm talking about no excuses. You know, I could have laid there. I could have just gave in to my self-talk, which was saying, Trina, you deserve rest. You're always busy. Just lay back and relax. But I did not do it, ladies. I got up, and I refused to give in to that self-talk. And guess what? As a result, I'm better prepared for this show. I was better prepared for some phone conferences I had earlier this morning. So I know what I'm talking about when I say that we have to put up no excuses when it comes to being successful. Well, I told you that I was going to give you a recap of some of the things that Pamela Adams, CEO and founder of the Business Center, and myself talked about on last week. We talked about some successful tips in networking, and I just want to cover a couple of things that we discussed. Pamela mentioned something that was very important. And, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I realized that this happens more so than none. And that is when women go to networking events, for some reason, they go right to the table and sit down, and then they don't say anything to anybody. And I noticed that happens a lot. As a matter of fact, I was at the Spark and Hustle conference this past Friday, and I met a lot of wonderful ladies, but I did notice that most of the women just went to the tables and they sat down, and they really were not extending the right hand of fellowship and shaking hands and that kind of thing. They were just sitting at the tables. And now I did see some women networking, but the largest majority I did not. And I thought, wow, what a great opportunity for women to network in this surrounding, and yet they're just kind of sitting at the table waiting for the next speaker. And so one of the things that Pamela recommended is to go immediately and just put your purse and put your planner down, whatever you have in your hand, go and put that down at a seat that you want to sit at. And then just at that point, you know, grab your business card and go and start talking to people. Shake your hand, hold your hand, and say hi, you know, and say your name, and then ask them for their name. And then another thing that Pamela mentioned that I thought was really good, and that is when you are introducing yourself, don't be so quick to shout out everything that you do first. Let the other person tell you about themselves. Let them explain to you what their business is all about. Number one, you will capture their attention span a lot faster, okay? And then you have given them the courtesy of paying attention to them, which is very, very important. I think sometimes we are so anxious to get our point across or to let people know who we are and what we do that we really aren't thinking about the other person. So one of the things you have to realize, and we all have you know, made this mistake, but and for the most part, I find that a lot of us are selfish networkers, and we have to be very careful about being selfish when networking. Listen, the secret to successful networking, number one, is being unselfish. It means going to a networking event with the attitude, who can I help? Who can I share a resource with? Because people, believe it or not, people are going to remember you most for those things. The other thing that I think is very, very important that a lot of women don't do is that a lot of women have not created their 30-second soundbite, so they feel uncomfortable introducing themselves at networking events. And so I want to encourage you to work on your 30-second soundbite. Now, Betty Scott, who is one of our longtime members at Women About Biz, knows a little bit about networking, and she's great at sales. And Betty has given a great offer to all of the Women About Biz members, and that is she is hosting an event coming up on, I do believe it's next Saturday, and this event, from my understanding, she is going to be helping women with their 30-second sound bites, and I think that is very, very special. So I want to encourage you guys to visit our social networking community, WAB Connect, and you can find it by simply going to womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. Again, that's womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. You can also go right to womenaboutbiz.com and click on community in the top red menu bar. So Betty is on the 23rd of June, and that is this coming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., she is going to be helping individuals with their 30-second infomercials for their business. And this is at no cost, and it's from 11 to 2. And I'm just going to give you the call-in number that she has put on the website, 646-250-8103. Again, 646-250-8103. And again, Betty says this is not a telephone conference type of event, just your own 5 to 10 minutes one-on-one, fine-tune your 30-second elevator speech time. So for each person, she's given 10 minutes to just say, hey, you know, this is what you could do or this is what you could say. So I would take advantage of that if I were you, ladies. And again, the phone number to call in anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. is 646-250-8103. Each session is between 5 and 10 minutes. So if I were you guys, I would have my 30-second info draft already. So in case she asked you to say it to her, you can do that and fine-tune it, okay? And you can find out about this from our social community. And I want to thank Betty Scott for offering this. Betty is such an expert in sales and marketing and word of mouth, and I know that you'll get a lot of value from this. And you can find out about it again by going to womenaboutbiz.com and clicking on community in the top right menu bar. If you look over to, in the right-hand column, once you get on the community page, you will see the actual event. So I want to encourage all of you who are still needing to work on your 30-second infomercial to take advantage of Betty's offer, which will be happening again on this Saturday from between the hours of 11 and 2. It is virtual via telephone, and you can give Betty a call again one last time, 646-250-8103. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I attended the Spark and Hustle Conference for Women this past Friday on the 15th, and I had a great time connecting with everyone. I wanted to stop right now and give a huge shout-out to some of the Women About Biz members that attended. I want to thank Patricia Coleman, Valerie Newman, Natasha Peck, Cynthia Turner, Beth Goodman, Tamiko Smith. I want to say hello to Leslie, who came with Tamiko. Ashley Newby, my daughter went. I went. We had a great time, and then we had an after party. That was a blast. We had a great time at Jackson Jill's Cobb Galleria, and we just sat there, and we had a great time sharing resources, talking about the conference, eating, and that's what it was all about. I want to just talk about the conference for a couple of minutes and let you guys know that I felt that it was a quality conference. I met a lot of wonderful women, and I was so happy to see so many women who have developed products from scratch. That was wonderful. I met women who developed their own cosmetics. I met one young lady who had created a special lip gloss where she could actually, based on the color that was best for your lips, she could mix it up. So she was customizing lip glosses. I met someone who made some of the best baked beans I have ever had in my entire life, and I love baked beans. So I just met so many wonderful, wonderful women. And so I took away from the conference some notes, and I want to quickly share with you a couple of the notes that I got from the conference itself. One of the things that was mentioned during the session about branding and branding yourself was, number one, relate to what you authentically offer. That is, you know, make sure that you are true to yourself and to the product or service that you represent. The second thing that they said is that people always want to know who is behind the brand, and I totally believe that. I believe that no matter what product or service you offer and whether you're in direct sales or a traditional business, people are going to be more inclined to purchase when they know who you are, and that's why it's so important a lot of the times I feel, especially when you're out there social networking, that you do not just put up the logo of your company on your social network, but that you put your pictures, because people are more inclined to connect with you than they are your logo, okay? The third thing that they mentioned, and I totally agree, when you're trying to brand yourself is beware of poor packaging and a poor logo that doesn't really describe who you are, what you do. One of the things that Tori Johnson talked about, and for those of you that don't know who Tori is an ABC Good Morning America correspondent, and she also is the CEO and founder of Women for Hire. And so Tori was just talking about how important it was to be aware of your packaging and how she's seen some horrible packaging. And remember, people purchase, first of all, based on sight, okay, based on instant gratification. And then, of course, the fourth thing they talk about in branding, and I talk about this all the time, which is give yourself time to test. I talk about give yourself time to plan your business, which is so very important. You know, you can't always rush things when you're first starting out. Sometimes you have to slow down, and you literally have to make sure that you have all of your ducks lined up in a row. You know, you want to prevent yourself from putting the cart before the horse all the time. So you have to give yourself time to test your products, to test your services, which is very important. Number five that I thought was very good also, and I say this, it's about what your customers want. That was number five. It's all about what your customers want. And you know, it's not about us, ladies, in our business. It really, truly is about what the customer wants. And sometimes we need to really just kind of step back from our business. Sometimes if we're not getting the results that we want and we feel like we're working really hard, we need to really be asking ourselves, is it because I'm not doing what the customer wants but I'm doing what I want? We need to ask ourselves that question. And then number six would be clear on your message. Be clear on your message. I thought that was very, very important. You know, so there they are. Those were six things that I learned during the branding segment at the Spark and Hustle Conference. Another thing that I heard, a topic, and we talked about it at our after party, was something called the esteem team. Tori talked about she in one of her other Spark and Hustle events where one of the speakers had mentioned that you should have your own esteem team. And, you know, just to rephrase what an esteem team is, you know, someone, a group of people who are always in your corner, someone who's always going to be there for you, encourage you, lift you up, motivate you. They're not going to drag you down. Everyone should have an esteem team, and I really, really, really like that. So I want to encourage you to think about that concept for a moment and make sure that you are aligned with the right type of people. Well, ladies, it is 12:26 after the hour, and for those of you who have tuned in, this is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and I want to thank you for listening to Successful Woman Radio. It's still not too late to flash over and to call a few other ladies and get them on the line, because in just a few minutes, we're going to be covering the hot topic, how to choose a business networking group that is right for you. You can have them to dial into, once more, 347-637-2589. Again, you can have them to dial into 347-637-2589. At this time, I want to go ahead and give you, the listening audience, the opportunity to introduce yourself and to, you know, let us know something about your business. Perhaps you have a fan page that you'd like to share and you would like us to like your fan page. Perhaps you have a new Twitter page, or perhaps you have an event that's coming up. Maybe you have a free offer that you'd like to offer to the listeners, or perhaps for the first time you'd like to introduce your business. Whatever it may be, I'd like for you at this time to go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, press star 1 on your phone keypad, and that way we'll see that you have raised your virtual hand, and then you can introduce yourself and say what you need to for the next 30 seconds. So again, ladies, at this time, go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead, while we're waiting on you to do that, I'm going to go ahead and let you know about our Tabla class that is coming up this Wednesday, June 20th at 12 noon Eastern Time. Well, your friends, your associates, and your clients are already using Twitter, and now it's time for you to join in on the Twitter power. That's right. We are holding a Lunch and Learn teleclass this Wednesday, June 20th at 12 noon, entitled Twitter Power. This informative teleclass is all about learning the basics of Twitter and how to properly set up your own Twitter network. So here are the topics we're going to cover: Twitter basics, how to microblog, how to get followers using Twitter for business, and building your own Twitter network. So you don't want to miss this. Now, to register for this, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouse over events, and from there, click on teleclasses and programs, and you'll see the workshop listed, and then that way you can actually register for it. As you know, we come right out and give you all of the meat in the teleclass. Nothing is held back, and I've been on Twitter for a while. I have a few thousand followers, and I have been studying and looking at updates on Twitter so that we can make sure we give you a great teleclass on this. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and register for this. And I'd like to ask you guys to make sure that you share this with other people that you know are still trying to learn the art of social networking and how to make this happen for them, okay? So we're going to be doing Twitter, and then coming around, I do believe soon we're going to be doing a webinar on Pinterest. So stay tuned for that. Well, I see that we have someone that has raised their virtual hand. She is on line 6058. Caller on 6058. Go ahead. You are live. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Trina. This is Linda Cefalu from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the surrounding suburbs. I'm with Caldwell Banker Home Sale Realty. I'm a realtor. And I just am I listen to your show almost every week without fail, but the reason that I wanted to call in today is because I belong to a business networking group, and your listeners should know it is probably the most important thing that I do for my business. So I'm really excited that you're touching on that today.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. And what networking group do you belong to?
It's BNI, and it's worldwide. It's Business Networking Inc., and it's BNI. You can find it on the Internet, of course, and you can look me up on there if you want to. But at any rate, I just wanted to let you know that because I do about 98% of my business comes from referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have guests at that group, I see that happening a lot where they come in and they're a little bit shy and they quickly run to the table and sit down. And the whole idea of networking is to network and talk to people and get to know them. So I'm really excited about this.
Wonderful, wonderful. And now let me ask you this, Linda, because we had talked about the fact a couple of weeks ago that sometimes people call one another and then the phone calls don't return. Do you experience that sometimes?
Yes, I do, and I think it's sad because in today's world, everybody, and most particularly in my business, the young people, they want that immediate response.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do get a referral from somebody, it's really, really important once you contact the person that they referred you to let the person know who did the referring how it went and let them know that you did follow up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. So, and you're right. You know, it's really interesting, but I guess the best way to put that, Linda, is that whatever way we're expecting people to respond to us, that is exactly the way we need to be responding to everybody else.
Exactly. That's actually the motto of BNI is givers gain. So it's much more about giving, and then you will receive because you've done that giving if you've done it properly. So, but
definitely.
I will. I'm sorry.
No, I believe is it Ivan Mishner that is the CEO and founder?
Ivan Meisner.
Ivan Meisner.
He's the founder.
I have several of his books, and I do admire him. He's probably noted as one of the most successful pioneers in the 21st century networking.
Yep.
And so his organization, BNI, I do believe, is the largest networking organization in the world.
Yep, I believe you're right. And they are worldwide. And, you know, the great part about that one in particular, and I didn't mean to just, you know, boast about them because there are a lot of other great networking groups, but this one in particular, each chapter has only one profession per chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you only have one real estate agent or one marketing person, albeit they do go, there's different aspects of that. I mean, you can have a residential and a commercial or what have you, but they're all over. So I encourage people to just, you know, look them up and check them out, and I'm sure that will help their business.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, Linda, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. I'll hang up now and listen. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
Again, I appreciate Linda for sharing so much, and she said that 98% of her business comes from referrals. Well, listen, that statistic that she gave is not uncommon amongst most business owners, not just business women, but amongst most small business owners, you know, and word of mouth is very, very, very important, and when we mix word of mouth with other forms of networking, we really begin to brand ourselves. And so it's very, very important. Well, what I want to do right now is I want to talk about how to choose the right networking group for you. And I want to preface, first of all, with saying this. Marketing is a very, very important aspect of your business. And one of the techniques, because what marketing is a system of multiple techniques that are combined together, okay, to attract or draw individuals to your company for the purpose of, you know, sharing the information and closing the sale. That's what marketing is all about. That's why it's so important, because it's the foundational stage of attracting the customer. Now, a technique in marketing is networking, word-of-mouth networking, one-on-one and going to different networking events, okay? So first you must put in your mind it's networking in its proper perspective, because if you have a marketing plan and you don't have networking included in your marketing plan, well, that's the first mistake right there, because it should be included. And so should social networking be included. Because why? Because statistics are showing that this is where people are communicating the most, in offline networking and social networking. That's where people are hanging out online. And so if you're trying to attract your customers, then that's really where you want to find out if your customers are hanging out online, and then try to figure out a way to attract them through social networking or offline networking. So the beginning steps of choosing a networking group that's right for you is to make sure that you have the right mindset about networking, okay? So I want to quickly just go back over that for just a couple of minutes, okay? First of all, networking in and of itself is all about sharing resources, okay, and connecting with individuals that you may or may not be able to develop a business relationship with. But it's the beginning steps, okay? And what makes networking so special, and I think I've shared this before, but, you know, if you had to get or create a direct sales campaign in order to get, let's say, you know, 20 or 30 leads, you would end up having to send out about 300 to 400, and I would say today about 300 to 500 direct mailings in order to get 20 or 30 leads coming from that, okay? And even when you get that 20 or 30 leads, they may not give you all the information that you're looking for. So one of the beautiful things about networking is that networking kind of cuts to the chase, and everybody that is there is there knowing that they're going to share their information. So when you are there and you are able to get, you know, a person's name, telephone number, address, or a person to show interest in what you have, then that really cuts out you having to wait and figure out whether or not someone's going to open up a mail piece and call you or not. It puts you in more control, okay? So networking is very important for that. The second thing that you need to understand about networking is this. Not all networking events are free. As a matter of fact, the majority of networking events are going to have some meeting fee or registration cost to be incurred, okay? And, you know, I'm not sure where the mindset of a lot of micro and small business women is, but here's the thing, ladies, that we need to understand. We need to automatically budget for networking, okay, because it is well worth its weight in gold. If you go to a networking event where you're having to pay $25, $30, right, and you walk away with perhaps 10 to 15 new connections, okay, you would have probably had to have spent about $300 or $400 to get that same 10 or 15 connections in a direct mail campaign. So that's why it's so very inexpensive, you know. And yet, I do hear ladies talk about and complain continuously about, why do I have to pay for this, or this is too much? And I'm just going to let you know, ladies, this is not the mindset of a successful woman. I have no problem with kicking out money to go to a networking event. I have no problem with kicking out money to go to a conference, you know. And even if I have paid, and I'll let you guys know right now, for some of the high-end mastermind networking events, I have paid up to $500 to attend. Was it worth it? To me, it was. So some of the general networking events that happen, you know, on a weekly basis, normally they range anywhere from $10 to $50. It just depends on the type of networking group. So pretty much you just need to budget yourself. You need to budget, and you need to not have an attitude about paying for a networking event. Because here's the thing that I have learned. If you go to a networking event that is free, I'm not saying that it can't be quality, because Women About Biz certainly has given a lot of quality free events. But if you go to an event that's free, or you're expecting to find the free events all the time, everybody else that's at those free events are expecting to find the free events all the time as well. So guess what? You have just put yourself in the mindset of a person who is just there to be selfish and to get what they can get. And most of the time, you're not going to have luck with that. You're just not going to have luck with that. So I'm not saying not to go to free events, because there are some quality free events that are out there. But what I am saying is that if you find a networking group that's great, it's important for you not to have an attitude about paying a $20 or a $25 or a $30 networking fee, because when you walk away from there with connections, that's really a great thing. You're really saving yourself hundreds of dollars from a direct mailing campaign, okay? So let's now move on to another factor that you need to think about, and that is the mindset of going into that networking event ready to share your resources and share the information and your talent and with other individuals without, and I'm saying it, without expecting anything in return. It's this mindset that you should have that will generate you the most, because when people, when they feel sincerity, when they see that there are people that want to help them, a relationship is built and a trust is built, and they begin to want to support you. That's just really how the game is played, and it's a good game and a good thing, good way to play that, okay? So that's very, very important. And then, of course, the big question you have to ask yourself before you even decide on choosing your networking group is, Why do I want to go to this particular networking event? Or what are my needs? What do I need to get out of a networking event? Now, I can tell you this. If you say that I need to get a sale from a networking event, I'm going to let you know right now that's far and few between to just walk in from the jump start and just get people to purchase things from you. It happens, but it's far and few between, but it doesn't consistently happen. So what you have to look for a lot of the times is to build sincere connections. And that's really the most important thing that you can get from a networking event, is to meet someone with whom you can have a sincere relationship with. And then, of course, you really want to be careful about being so impressed with numbers, you know, having so many people at a networking group meeting, that you basically discount a networking event that might have 5 to 10 people versus a networking event that has 100. Again, that's with that mindset of I want to get, but not give. You want to be careful about that. I can tell you right now, one of my most valued clients and that has, you know, over the years that has referred me and has, you know, generated for me thousands and thousands of dollars, I met at a networking event where there were only 3 people, okay, where there were only 3 people. And when I met her, I didn't even think that she was a warm lead. You know, I just kind of thought she was a general lead, you know, because she wasn't really warming up to me, but little did I know that she was paying attention to me. And when we finally had a call after the networking event, she went on to explain to me how she felt I was sincere, and she noticed that I wasn't going around just snatching a business card and that I wasn't being brash or too overbearing, and she really liked that about me. So when she called, she says, "So I want to meet with you, and I want to learn more about what you do. I want to learn more about your business." And she happened to be a business loan officer at a bank. And she and I have known each other now for 8 years, and she has continually referred me so much business is crazy. Okay? So, again, you never know who you meet. And again, I want to point out that you should always be going to the networking event with the mind of sharing, with the mind of giving resources. Very, very important. And a good tip for icebreaking in a networking event is that during your week, you know, if you read a great article that's not too long, or if you find out some information on the internet, you might just want to print it off and make a few copies so that when you're at a networking event, it helps to break the ice. And people are automatically saying, wow, you shared this with me. Oh, that's fantastic. Great. That's wonderful. So how do you choose the group? Well, let's go over, first of all, different types of networking groups, okay? First, you have a leads group. A leads group is normally, it normally meets on a weekly basis, and normally they meet early in the morning, usually anytime between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., and there is a fee, a member fee, normally for a leads group, and then you pay for your breakfast or your lunch if it's a lunch leads group. The thing about the leads group is that each person that joins this particular group is really put under some pressure to bring in what's considered qualified leads, a couple of qualified leads, and they're supposed to do that every week, okay? So that's what a leads group is all about. So what you may want to do is whatever city that you live in, you can always go to our wonderful handy Google and put in the name of your city and then leads group to see what leads groups are in your city. The next type of group, and I think that Linda talked about that, is a business-specific group where only one type of business is allowed in each networking group. And that can be very effective because, you know, you can refer to each other more organically, which is very, very good, and you can get to know the individuals in that group. So that's a business-specific group. And then you have your Chamber of Commerce's. Okay, some chambers are active more so than others. In the major metropolitan areas, you have very active chamber of commerces. But let me just break down the chamber for a minute, okay? Because most of the time, the target of a chamber is to hit what I would call the mid-sector of the small business market. And the mid-sector means those businesses that are doing maybe 5 million or more with a lot of employees. It's not to say that chambers don't care about the others. It's that that's the target that keeps the money coming into the chamber, okay, which is very important for a chamber. However, chambers have changed over the last few years, and they do have special networking events for micro and small business owners. And they can be very, very good. But just know that in the chamber events, there you have all different types of people who are coming to those particular meetings, but a lot of the times you have the corporate individual. So you really have to go to your own local chamber and fill it out and know what's there in order for you to take advantage of it, okay, which is very important for you to at least go to one or two chamber events. And now a lot of chambers also have sub-meetings. Sub-meetings are basically is that you have one general big chamber meeting, and then they break down meetings based on a particular topic or group. It could be a lunch and learn networking event. They could have a smaller networking event venue for micro business owners or home-based business owners. And some chambers even have women-only networking events as well. So, again, as I said, based on the city that you're living in, you'll have to look up your chamber and see what's available for you through the chamber. But for the most part, you have a potpourri or a mixture of business owners. Then you have your industry-specific groups, okay? So if you're a coach, there could be the Coaching Association. I know we have one here in Georgia. You know, based on what you are, if you're virtual assistants, there could be the National Association of Virtual Assistants that you belong to. You know, if you are in direct sales, of course, there's a lot of support through your company, and there's normally a weekly meeting in your area for your direct sales and for leaders and that kind of thing. So there's usually industry-specific types of groups as well. And then there are gender-specific groups. that focus specifically on business, you know, business women or business men or what have you, and of course wasn't about biz, is a gender-specific business networking group. We focus specifically on women, and then, of course, we hold general networking events for women to mix and mingle with each other because we believe in the power of women connecting and women helping one another, which is very, very important. So those are some of the types of groups: leads group, business specific, chambers of commerce, industry specific, and gender specific. Okay, all of these groups can be very, very important to you, but you have to ask yourself which one might work best for you. Now, the first thing is I don't think that you should choose just one. I believe if you're going to really get in the game of networking, that first of all, you have to go to meetings consistently, and then you have to look at how you're going to participate in those particular groups and not just sit there idle, okay? So I think it's important to go to 2 networking events a week, per week, yes, I do, okay? So that could be you might be spending anywhere between 20 to 40 or 50 bucks a week and going to a networking event. If that doesn't fit in your budget, do 1 networking event a week, but don't do different networking events, you know, per week unless it fits into the scheme of things, okay? Very, very important. You know, for example, I know Women About Biz, we meet, most of our networking events are once monthly. But if you decide to be a part of a leads group or a business-specific group, those meetings are weekly most of the time, and you need to stay committed and go into that. As a matter of fact, the groups have very stringent rules about you participating, and you could lose your spot if you don't attend those particular events on a consistent level. And I would recommend that everybody goes to their chamber event once or twice just to see if it's for them. What are you looking for? Well, I say that there are 5 areas that you need to be looking at a group, okay? Number 1, is it well organized? Okay, who's organizing this, okay? And you'll know if it's well organized because when you get there, they have the registration, they have an ambassador or a greeter or somebody greeting you. So that's very important to know that this group is well organized because that means that you have a point of contact to go to when you have questions or you want to discuss issues. The next thing that you want to look for in a networking group is you want to question the people. How many people are consistently coming? And that's why it requires you to go 2 to 3 times. Because if you go to a networking event and it's a different person every single time, that's not a bad thing, but it just lets you know that the group itself doesn't seem to be able to establish and keep people coming month after month. Now, I want to preface that with saying we have experienced that with Women About Biz, and it's to no fault of our own, I think, but it's the beast of the mindset of the micro business owner sometimes or the small business owner. So we have to be careful about that as well. But most of the time, some of the larger groups, you do want to look at, you know, how many people are consistently coming. And the reason why you want to know that is that those people that are consistently coming, that's who you really want to develop those business relationships with because it shows you that they are committed, okay, not to the networking group, but committed to networking, which is very, very important. The third thing is you want to look at the atmosphere. Okay, you want to look at the atmosphere of the group, okay? Has the networking event created an environment to make everybody feel welcome? Has it created an environment that allows everyone to introduce themselves? You want to pay attention to that. If you go to a networking event and you automatically start seeing cliques, okay, in other words, people who seem to know each other huddled up in a corner somewhere, and they don't seem to want to let anybody else in, and nobody's really wanting to speak to you, or you're feeling like you're having to hunt to speak to someone, then you really want to pay attention to that because it's important to feel welcome. It's important to feel wanted when you go to a networking event. And I'm going to let you know right now, if I go to a networking event And if I see cliques or huddles or people that are not wanting to speak or people that, you know, I'm finding myself really trying to almost, you know, break a leg trying to talk to them and they're not really responding, I won't go to that networking event again because it's not for me. So you want to pay attention to the environment, the atmosphere of the group itself. Number four is you really want to look at how people are responding to you, okay? You want to, and I'm talking about after the event. You want to look at how people are responding to you. You know, are they calling you back? Are you responding and calling the people who are calling you? Are you responding back to them? You want to look at how people are responding. And number five, you want to look at whether or not the mission of the group is being met. You know, you can ask, what is your group's mission? You know, how are you participating, which is very, very important, okay? So number one, five of the factors that I look for, that the group is well organized. Number two, you know, how many people seem to be consistently coming back, and you won't be able to know that unless you consistently come back 2 to 3 times. Three, the atmosphere, the environment of the group. Number four, look at how people are responding to you after the event. And then number five, the group's mission, which is very, very important. Now, know this. In order for any group to be successful, especially a general networking event, you do need new people coming in the group consistently, okay? So new people coming in the group consistently isn't a bad thing. It's just that you also want to see other people repeatedly coming back as well, because you're looking for people who are committed to networking and building that relationship, and that lets you know who those real people are. So that's kind of how you do it, and you're not going to be able to go to just one networking event and have that to happen. You have got to go to that networking event at least a minimum of 2 to 3 times, and then 4 or 5 times if you can. So I want to just really, I really want to encourage you. And then there is another networking group I want to quickly mention as well, and that is usually the roundtable or the educational networking event. And that is where it's a twofold purpose for the event, and this is something that we're leaning more towards with Women About Biz in our Empower Circle. But the roundtable educational event meets two needs. Number one, you're going to get business education, and you're going to talk about how to develop your business. And number two, you get to actually develop or build a relationship with all of the people that are within the group so that you can learn to refer to one another, what have you. I think those are quality groups, and maybe more so than any of the others. It is one that is up and coming and more relevant to what a lot of people are looking for as well. So, you know, again, what you want to do, now that you know about all of the different types of groups, ladies, is you really want to ask yourself, am I really ready to network? Am I ready to be consistent? Am I ready to invest in my marketing with going to these networking events? And that's going to be very, very important. And remember, you won't feel apart if you don't be apart. So always look for a group where you can ask, you know, is it okay if I arrive early? Can I help you out? Because you never know what perks might be available for you there. I know with us at Women About Biz, if there are people that ask us that, I normally, you know, say, hey, you don't have to worry about paying, you know, just come to the group itself. So, again, I want to encourage you with that. Well, that's all I have on how to find a networking group that's right for you, but I want to encourage you that if there's some things about networking and developing your strategy that you want to talk with me about, feel free to request a 30-minute power talk with me, which is at no cost, specifically about developing your networking plan. Just simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse on Coaching Center, click, and in the right-hand menu, click on Schedule Power Talk. Okay? That's very important. Well, I wanted to just quickly just share with you one thing that out of the Little Black Book of Connections that I learned from Jeffrey Gittimer. He says, you're at a big networking event, hundreds of people, hundreds of prospects. You're armed with business cards, incredible product knowledge, and if you must say so yourself, you're looking sharp, and sharp you're ready. you stroll and you take a look at the rest of the networkers, lots of food, lots of atmosphere, a little to drink, and a huge opportunity. How will you take advantage of this networking opportunity? He says, the bigger question is, what strategy will you employ to engage your prospective customer so you can arrange a meeting outside of the networking event? Well, this depends on two things, he says, your rapport building skills and your networking strategy. He says, interestingly, rapport and strategy are strategically connected and intellectually aligned in a manner that you can employ both at the same time in order to make the most of each connection. He says, the easiest way for me to describe this is through my own expertise. I do sales training. I have several people, commercial options. I could introduce myself. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. My company trains salespeople at and on the Internet. We're one of the greatest companies in the world. He said, I could also mention the names of some of my big customers and offer to send the guy a brochure. That would be a stupid way of beginning a relationship because I have no idea what the other person does, and I have no idea if he needs me. So let me give you the ultimate way to create fast engagement and phenomenal results. He says, I walk up to someone, and by looking at their name badge, I can tell if that person is a prospect for me. They're either a CEO, vice president of sales, or sales manager. I begin my conversation with a brief exchange of names and by asking a direct question. Hi, my name is Jeffrey. How many of your salespeople didn't meet their sales goal last year? This question immediately begins to qualify the prospect. This question immediately makes the prospect think maybe a bit uncomfortably. This question immediately tells me I'm dealing with a decision maker, and this question is about them, that they will respond in terms of me. So this is just one of the psychological things that Jeffrey talks about in his book, The Little Black Book of Connections, and I recommend that you have this in your business library. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show, and at this time, I just want to thank you so much for being here. I want you to mark your calendar for next Monday, the 25th, and I want you to share with as many people as you can about Successful Woman Radio. Remember, you can listen to today's show and all archives this year by visiting SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and clicking on the menu link Show Archives. Ladies, have a blessed and a productive week. And remember, joy tamper. Take care, everybody.